弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好，我们知道今天我们真的在这边要庆祝农历年。
We know today we're here to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
但是我们知道农历年是在26号那一天才是。
But the actual day is February 16th.
16号。
16th.
表示你们都很清醒。
Means we are awake. We caught Reverend Ma's mistake.
三个礼拜前，一个朋友寄给我一则小文章。
Three weeks ago, Reverend Ma has a friend who sent him an article.
哦，让我看了以后开心了好几天。
Reverend Ma was very happy because of that.
他说那个川普总统大哥啊，三个礼拜前再出口出狂言。
He said President Trump three weeks ago again said something that was very shocking.
他怎么说的呢?
What did he say?
他说再过30天台湾就陷入西方媒体和悲观经济学家预测的那样。
He said 30 more days and Taiwan will get into a severe economic depression.
工厂停工商店关门。
Well, the factory will close down or the store will close down.
政府停顿股市无法交易。
The government will stop and the stock market cannot trade.
有钱人拖家带口的奔向海外了。
The rich people will take the whole family out of the country.
那本地的老百姓急于把货币兑换成食物。
And all the countrymen there will buy lots of food and store it.
许多家庭更是在门口张贴标语表达他们的诉求。
And many families will put up signs asking for blessings.
而且街上充满着爆炸物残留的火药味。
The street will fill with explosive smells of explosions.
大家都无所事事。
And people will have nothing to do.
而且成天酗酒。
Will get drunk all day.
打牌。
They will play games.
儿童却成群结队去讨钱。
And kids will form little groups and asking for money.
针对川普这样的一个预测
，and for this prediction from President Trump，
台湾外交部就这样回应了。
Taiwan ambassador replied，
他说你懂个什么？那叫过年。
That you do not understand. That's just normal Chinese New Year celebration.
我想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
每天一大早醒过来，你的财宝在哪里？
Every day when you wake up in the morning, do you know where your treasure is?
我们想到特别在农历年的时候，我们想到过年就想到什么？想到钱。
So when we go have Chinese New Year, we think about money, and this is in our mind.
所以每天早上醒过来，你的财宝在哪里？
And when you wake up in the morning, do you know where your treasure is?
每天醒过来，你的心在哪里？
When you wake up in the morning, where's your heart?
你的心在想什么？
What are you thinking in your heart?
如果你的财宝在天上，
If your treasure is in heaven,
你的心就会跟神更接近一步。
Your heart will be closer to God.
如果你的财宝在地上的话，
If your treasure is in this world,
你的心就会跟这个世界更接近一步。
Your heart will be closer to this world.
好吧，我们来看一段圣经。
Let's take a look at a passage.
在马太福音第六章二十一节。
In Matthew 6:21。
这是耶稣基督说的话。
This is what Jesus said.
好吧，我们先来一起念中文来。
Let's read in Chinese first.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
这是耶稣说的话。
This is what Jesus said.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
耶稣说这句话是什么意思？
What's that meaning?
我们如果要把我们的心从这个地上运到天上去，
If we want to move our heart from this world to heaven,
就需要先把财宝送到天上去。
We need to first move our treasure from this world to heaven.
所以当我们的财宝去了以后，
So the treasure goes up to heaven,
然后我们的心才会跟着上去。
And our heart will follow.
你想这样对吗？
You think that's correct?
好像不太对，是不是？
You are not quite sure.
没关系，再听下面的。
It's okay, we'll continue to listen.
那么容我再问你一个问题好了。
I'll ask you one more question.
你的金钱喜欢储存在天上的银行还是地上的银行？
Your treasure, do you want to put it in a bank in this world or do you want to put it in a bank in heaven?
我是存在 那个 Bank of America，
认了吗 ？Has money in Bank of America。
但是我在相信我在天上应该也有一个银行。
But he believes that he also have account in heaven.
因为一般的基督徒有两个账户。
Well, because most Christians should have two accounts.
一个在天上。
One in heaven.
一个在地上。
One on earth.
但是我更知道很多人在地上的账户非常的多。
We know many people have lots of money here on earth.
但是不管那是多多少。
Regardless how much it is.
最后只有天上的账户可以永远存留着。
At the end, only the account in heaven will last forever.
最能吸住人的心的是什么呢？
What can attract our hearts the most?
我想我们就刚刚讲过是钱财。
I think many people will say money.
我们的钱财如果只积存在地上，
if we only keep our money here on earth,
我们的心就只会思念地上的事情。
Our heart will continue to think about the things of this world.
相反的，我们的钱财若是存在天上的话，
opposite, if we have treasure in heaven,
我们的心也会天天被吸引而思念天上的事情。
And our heart will continue to think about the things in heaven.
圣经告诉我们说，神的国就在人的心里。
The Bible says, the kingdom of God is in our heart.
在我们的心中应当有神的宝座。
In our heart, we should set up a throne for God.
不可让金钱在我们的心中代替了神的地位。
Do not let money take over the position of God in our heart.
其实每一次我们可以从跟弟兄姐妹跟朋友的谈话当中很快知道他们的财宝在哪里。
In fact, through our normal conversation, we can quickly discern where this person's treasure is.
如果他的财宝在天上的话，不要很久他就会谈到天上的事情。
If this person's treasure is in heaven, then before long, he will start talking about things of the heaven.
如果他的财宝在地上的话，很快他就会和你大谈这个矿产啊，投机的买卖啊，股票啊，银行的这个利率啊，房地产等等。
If this person's treasure is on earth, then very quickly you start talking about investment, a bank account, real estate, and things like that.
然后可能教你要怎么样赚钱。
We'll teach you how to make more money.
问题是你的财宝在哪里？
The question is, where is your treasure?
你想一想，大发明家爱迪生，他每天醒过来，他在想什么？
If you can think the great inventor Edison in the morning when he wake up, where is his treasure?
他的财宝在哪里？
Where is his treasure?
他的财宝在他的实验室。
His treasure is probably in his lab.
他每天渴望能够发明很多新的东西。
Every day he tried to invent new items.
他每天陶醉在他的实验室里面。
So he enjoy his time in the lab.
但是你知道他发明那么多的东西是靠自己的才智吗？
But he depend on his own wisdom to invent all these things.
不是，他是靠神。
No, he depends on God.
因为神的话就是他的财宝。
Because God's word is his treasure.
其实在我们当中也有一位发明家。
We also have an inventor among us.
你知道是谁吗？
Do you know who it is?
啊，你看大家都讲出来了。
Uncle Philip, yes.
陈念弟兄就是。
He is a great inventor.
当我到他家去看他所发明的东西，我几乎不敢相信。
Reverend Ma went to visit him and saw all the things that he invented. He truly could not believe.
光是造个那个竖琴已经第二十把了吗？
Yes,
he. 21的。
He's making the 21st harp.
我现在也在苦练竖琴。
Mrs. Reverend Ma is also trying to learn to play harp.
我不知道有没有机会可以跟他办一个竖琴演奏会。
Maybe there will be opportunity to have a dual harp together.
Yeah, 但是我在练习。
Ramal is practicing.
你知道在二月份今天就是爱迪生的生日。
Today, February 11th is also the birthday of Edison.
他是生于1847年。
He's born 1847.
爱迪生一生发明超过2000项的新的东西。
He invented over 2,000 items.
他拥有1500多项的专利。
He also have over 1,500 patents.
当记者问到他这一生当中最大的发明是什么
？When a reporter asked him what is the greatest invention and discovery,
你想他怎么回答
？What did he answer?
他说我发现耶稣是人类的救世主。
He said, I discovered Jesus is the savior of all men.
也许我们真的很不能想象他会讲这句话。
Truly, we couldn't imagine that he would say something like this.
他不是说他发明什么是他最得意的。
He did not say something that he invented that he was very proud of.
他说我发现耶稣是人类的救世主。
He says he discovered that Jesus is the Savior.
这个发现是爱迪生这一生最美最美的祝福。
This is indeed the best blessings of Thomas Edison.
不单单这样子。
Not just that.
爱迪生甚至在他的实验室当中立了一块石碑。
He actually set up a plaque in his laboratory.
上面刻着这样的话。
It says,
我深信有位全智、全能、充满万有、至高至尊的神存在。
I truly believe there is an almighty God who is full of wisdom and power.
如果你读他的爱迪生的自传的话，你就会读到这句话。
If you study his biography, you will see that.
有一次，当爱迪生的朋友对他提出一些质疑。
One time, his friend asked him some question.
他说：“你是否相信有一位全能的造物主
？”Do you truly believe there's an almighty creator?
他回答。
He said.
他说：“我不相信神学家所定义的神。”
I may not believe what the definition by the theologians about God.
但我丝毫不怀疑宇宙间存有的最高智慧。
But I have no doubt that in this universe there is the highest wisdom.
上帝当然存在。
God exists.
我甚至可以用化学方法来证明。
I can even prove it with chemical formularies.
虽然终其一生他未归属任何的宗教团体
Even though Thomas Edison did not belong to any specific religious organization
但也许你不知道
But you may not know
他非常爱主
He truly loved the Lord
他精通圣经
He studied the Bible
他看圣经是最崇高最伟大的规范
He said the Bible set a great example for everything
来指示人生道路不可或缺的一个指南
It's truly a guiding post for your life
我们知道今天很特别
And today is a very special day
就是刘妈妈的生日
Because it's also Mrs. Liu's birthday
刚好就是在今天
It's exactly on today
1928年
1928
其实我发现我们教会二月份的生日人特别的多
In our church where lots of brothers and sisters were born in February
我现在先说靠近刘妈妈的好了
Start with people who are close to Mrs. Liu
2月9日是阿什里的生日。
February 9th is Ashley's birthday.
阿什里在这里吗？啊，给他拍拍手吧。他过生日，给他拍拍手，祝福一下。2月10日是仲柳的生日。
February 10th.
仲柳在哪里啊？好，给他拍拍手。对，看到了，看到了。还有志贤。
And brother 志贤。
还有 Lily 是那个 Chicago 的 Lily。
And sister Lily in Chicago.
昨天他对那个雪人过生日。
Yesterday he was facing the snowman celebrate her birthday.
当然今天就是刘妈妈的生日，对不对
？Today is Mrs. Liu.
明天是 William San 的生日。
Tomorrow is William's birthday.
好，十二号以前除了这几位还有谁生日的
？Anyone else who had birthday before the 12th?
二月几号？
今天也是我老大 Daniel 的生日。
哦 ，Daniel 生日哦，太好了。
Daniel's birthday today。
他来了吗？
没有来。
哦，
如果他来的话，要请他吃的烤乳猪的。
Celebration downstairs for him。
还有十二十一号以前还有没有？九号以前还有吗
？Anyone else？
啊？
Penny 吗
？Penny 吗 ？Penny 几号？
十八号。
十八号。我是2月5日。
Rosemary's February 5th.
OK. 九月是2月4日是吧？
我是阴历12月4日，
刚好在今天2月4日。
February 4th.
他是过阴历的。
Based on the lunar calendar calculation.
还有谁
？Julia.
Julia 是几号？
2月18。
还有
February 18th, Julia.
26。
吴妈妈。
妈妈。
26号
February 26th Mrs. Wu
还有没有
Anyone else
啊26号
26
哇好好像我要听说那个 Francis 是22号吗
Francis.
2月25号，哇。
February 25th，还有一位。
还有谁？
还有一位吗？
我女儿，2月28号。
February 28th。
所以如果是算新历的话。
If you use the Western calendar.
我最大。
Roman Mao is the oldest.
因为我是2月5号。
February 5th.
大家有没有看到今天刘妈妈特别漂亮？
You can see that Mrs. Liu looked great today.
我早上一大早就看到她漂亮的项链在胸前。
Roman Mao noticed she has a beautiful necklace.
我问她说那是什么？
So what kind of necklace was that?
她说那是玉。
She says jade.
你看她漂亮的衣服。
This is a beautiful clothes today.
我为了配合她，我挂了这一条红色的这个
stole. To match her, so Robert Mao put on a red sash.
这条只能在新历在农历年挂的。
This is only for Chinese New Year.
但今天也是农历年，也是刘妈妈的生日，我就挂这个大红来祝贺她。
So today he wore this bright red to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
而且我也看到刘妈妈的耳环十字架的新的很亮的。
Robert Mao also noticed Mrs. Mao's earrings, its crosses.
我是不是观察的蛮仔细的
Roman Mao has great powerful observation.
今天午餐啊，他要请大家吃烤乳猪的。
Today is for lunch, we have a roast suckling pig.
什么还有什么挂炉鸭
and ducks.
还有对啊是吧还有干炒牛河
and also noodles.
哦，不能再说下去了。
We'll stop there.
啊，不然大家都感觉饿了。
Or we'll get very hungry.
我要说的是，刘妈妈一生跑了大半个地球。
I want to say that Mrs. Liu went through half of the earth in her life.
从台湾到巴西。
Taiwan went to Brazil.
巴西到美国。
Brazil to United States.
美国到台湾。
United States back to Taiwan.
台湾到美国。
Taiwan back to US.
她经历很多不为人知的困难。
Experienced many, many difficulties.
但神是她的帮助者。
But God was her helper.
总是差遣天军天使视为安妮来保护她。
Was a protector with the heavenly armies.
她是个有单纯信心来祷告依靠神的人。
She have a simple faith to believe in Jesus Christ and prayed.
我相信她已经积存很多的财宝在天上。
We believe she has much treasure in heaven.
特别是祷告的财宝。
The treasure of prayer.
所以每次我跟师母去探访她的时候。
So when Reverend Mao and Mrs. Mao went to visit her.
我都会请他为我祷告。
Reverend Mao will ask her to pray for him.
啊，他就真是为我们祷告了。
And she will pray for them.
他的祷告很自然。
And it's very spontaneous.
很让我们感动。
And truly, it was very moving.
有时祷告完的时候。
One day, when after she finished prayer,
他塞给师母20块。
She gave Mrs. Mao $20.
应该是我们给他20块的。
It should be the other way around.
但他帮我们祷告完，还给师母20块。
But after she prayed, she gave her $20.
我说这20块是做什么的
？Reverend Mao said, "What's this for?"
他说是买凉水喝的。
She said, "For drinks."
而且我知道她经常礼拜天就私下带些东西给师母。
And on Sunday, she also bring little gifts for Mrs. Mao.
去年 Lisa 说今年要为刘妈妈办个生日感恩礼拜。
Last year, Lisa said, "We want to celebrate Mrs. Liu's birthday."
我说，与其你们家族为她庆祝，不如全教会大家祝贺她生日快乐。
So instead of only your family celebrate, with our church can celebrate together.
因为她也是我们大家的母亲。
Because she's the mother for all of us, also.
你说是吗？
Is it true?
然后那就更快乐，也为农历新年添加喜气。
And actually, that's even more celebratory with the Chinese New Year together.
所以我们才有今天的联合聚会。
So today we have this joint service.
所以我们感谢 Simon、Tom 跟 Eileen， 让我们有这福分，与他们家族一同享有这份喜乐。
We want to thank Simon, Tom, and Eileen that we can celebrate this birthday together with the family.
好不好？我们再次给刘妈妈一个最热烈的祝福的掌声，祝她生日快乐
！Encouragement, Happy Birthday.
生日快乐歌，吃饭再来唱。
We'll sing Happy Birthday later.
刘妈妈一生爱主、靠主、服侍主。
Mrs. Liu, her whole life, she loves God, she depends on God and serves God.
她是我们大家的榜样。
She's a model for all of us.
我们当中，今后谁要过生日？
Anyone else who want to celebrate birthday in the future?
做事先跟我讨论一下。
Please talk to Reverend Ma first.
我们也许会有不同的庆祝方式。
Maybe we'll have a different way to celebrate.
所以我们并不是说因为开这个例或什么。
It's not that we start this, we have to do this every time.
就像我们在平台上。
It's on the WeChat format.
我们有为某些人祷告。
Sometimes we pray for someone specifically.
也没有，有时候没有为某些人祷告。
Sometimes we did not pray for someone.
并不是我们选择某些人。
We're not just being selective.
而是这些人告诉我，请我们在平台上为他祷告。
But because somebody specifically asked for prayer.
所以我们就为他祷告了。
Then we'll pray for them.
所以如果你真的需要我们特地祷告，请你。不要客气地告诉我。
So if you want us to pray for you, please let us know.
我们有一群祷告大军，这是根据美花说的。
We have a group of prayer warriors.
要愿意为大家祷告。
We're willing to pray for you.
你知道一切的物质东西没有一样是安全的。
No, all these material things, they are not truly secure.
都有人在物质上建立他的快乐。
If you build your happiness on material things,
就是建立在一个最不稳固的根基上面。
You're building on a foundation that's not stable.
如果一个人真的将他的快乐建基在他所拥有的钱财上面。
If your happiness is built on the treasure that you have on earth,
一旦他破产了他破产了以后并发现他的金钱已经没有了。
Once you lose all your money and go bankrupt,
他的财务跟快乐就一同消失了。
Your happiness will disappear with your treasure.
一个聪明的人会把他的快乐建立在不会失去的物质事物上面。
A truly intelligent person will build your happiness not on material things.
我们知道生命当中的机会跟变迁是靠不住的。
We know that in life there are lots of ups and downs.
特别是犹太人很熟悉天上财宝这句话意味着什么。
For the Jews, it's very clear to them what does it mean, the treasure in heaven.
他们说人在地上所做的善行将要成为他在天上的财宝。
They said the deeds of kindness which a man did upon earth become his treasure in heaven.
犹太人有一则著名的故事论到一位皈依犹太教的一个拉比的故事。
There's a famous Jewish story talking about a king that converted into Judaism.
那这个叫摩诺王的在饥荒的年日把他所有的财宝都分给穷人。
This person called Monobas of Adiabene, he actually gave away all his money to the poor in a time of famine.
他的兄弟来见他，对他说
，His brother came to see him and said,
你父辈积存的财宝，再加上你祖先的积存，你都分送完了吗
？All your ancestors accumulated all these treasure for you. Did you give it all away?
他对他们说。
And he said to them,
上一代积的是地上的财宝，我积的是天上的财宝。
The ancestors accumulated the treasure here on earth, but I want to accumulate treasure in heaven.
他们积存财宝的地上是人手所管辖的。
They collect the treasure that is handled by man's hand.
而我积存财宝的地方是人手无法管辖的。
But the treasure I have cannot be handled by other people.
他说上一代积的这个财宝不生利息。
And my ancestor leaves a treasure, they do not have an interest.
我记得是有利息的。
What I have collected, I can collect interest.
上一代积的金钱之财，我积的是灵魂之财。
Our ancestors collect the treasure of money, I collect the treasure of spirit.
上一代是为别人积财，我是为我自己积财。
Our ancestors collect money for other people, but I collect it for myself.
上一代的积财是为今世积财，我是为来世积财。
Ancestors collect treasure for this world, but I collect for the future.
耶稣和犹太的拉比们都知道一件事情。
Jesus and the rabbis, Jewish rabbi, they all know one thing.
自私的积蓄就是丧失。
If you collect all these treasures selfishly, then you actually lost it.
慷慨的分享给予会带来。带人天上的财宝。
If you share with others generously, you will accumulate treasure in heaven.
这是今天教会经常在做的事情的一个原则。
This is a principle for many churches today.
早期的教会常常有爱心的关怀穷人、病患、苦恼者、无助者以及无人看顾的人。
An early church often cared for those poor, the sick, people who need help.
在罗马皇帝德修可怕的逼迫的时候
When Roman Empire Decius was persecuting the Christians
罗马的政府当局曾冲进一家教会
One of the government force went into a church
他们想要夺取教会中所积存的财宝
They wanted to take the treasure accumulated inside the church
当时罗马行政官吩咐这个劳伦托斯执事说了这样的话
And the Roman governor tell a deacon there says,
把你们的财宝马上拿来给我。
Bring me all your treasures.
这个劳伦托斯就指着接受食物救济的寡妇、孤儿、受看护的病患者、受救济的穷人说道。这些人就是教会的财宝。
This deacon Laurentius brought all these poor, the widows and the orphans and the sick, and said, "These are the treasure of the church."
神的教会始终深深相信一件事情。
God's church truly believe in one thing.
我们在今世所持守并看为美好的将要失去。
We will lose what we treasure here in this world.
但我们因着主的名所花费出去的，将要永久被纪念与保存着。
But whatever we spend in the name of God to help other people will be remembered forever.
那这告诉我们说，奉献的意义比抵税更令人向往。
The meaning of offering is much more than just to deduct your tax.
第二点，我们看到犹太人常把天上的财宝与品格相连在一起。
Secondly, the Jews has always connected the phrase treasure in heaven with character.
有人问约斯本开斯斯麦拉比是否愿意住在异教徒的城市来接受报酬很高的工作。
Someone asked this famous rabbi, "Are you willing to live in a Gentile city to receive a very high pay?"
他回答说除了律法之家以外什么地方都不爱住
He says he only loved to live in a home of the law
他说因为当人离世的时候金银宝石都不能携带
When you leave this world you cannot carry any treasure or gold with you
只能带着他律法的知识与善行
You can only carry with you the knowledge of the law and the good deeds that you did
所以在西班牙有一句话更冷酷的谚语
And in Spain, there is a saying,
他说在寿衣里没有口袋
There is no pocket in your funeral clothes.
第三件事，耶稣用一个人的财宝在哪里，他的心也在那里的真理来做结论。
Thirdly, Jesus ended this section by stating that there where man's treasure is, his heart is there also.
耶稣的重点来了。
This is what he, it's an important point.
如果一个人所重视的或放在心上的事物是属地的
If what you emphasize, what you think is important belongs to this world
他所有的兴趣就是在地上
Then your interest is in this world
对来世他一定不会有兴趣
You're not interested in the future
如果一个人一辈子都是在想望着永生
If your whole life you're thinking about eternal life
他就会轻估今世的事物的价值
Then you will not focus on things of this world right now.
如果一个人认为每一件有价值的事物都是属地的
If someone thinks all the precious things belong to this world
他将极不愿意离开这个世界
Will not be willing to leave this world.
如果一个人一直期望来世
If someone always look forward to the eternal life
他将高兴地离开世界
And he will leave this world in joy.
因为他最后是到神那里去。
Because he knew that he would go to God.
所以，如果一个人渴慕神
，You truly desire God.
顾念神的家
，Desire God's family.
他礼拜天一定会去教会做礼拜。
On Sunday, you will definitely come to worship God.
请不要误会，耶稣绝对不是说，不是说这个世界不重要。
We're not saying that this world is not important.
但是他却又一次一次的说，世界的重要并不在于它的本身。
But he said again and again, the importance of this world is not because of this material things.
世界的重视在于他所去的目标是哪里。
The important thing is where is our goal.
今世并不是生命的尽头。
Life here is not the end of life.
而是生命道途中的一个阶段。
It's just a stage in our life.
所以人不要迷恋这个世界和属世的东西。
So don't focus on this world and the things belong to this world.
他的眼睛应当专注在将来永恒目标上面。
Your eyes should be focused on the eternal goal.
请我们来看两段经文。
Let's take a look at two passages.
啊，第一段在哥罗西书第三章一到二节。
Colossians 1-2, chapter 3:1-2.
让我们一起来练，先练中文，再练英文。
Let's read together Chinese first.
好，请。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在上帝的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
我们再看第二段经文，在约翰一书二章十五到十七节。
First John chapter 2:15-17.
好，中文一起念来。不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行上帝的旨意的是永远长存。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. The world and its desire pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
今天我还要再和你分享一个好消息。
I want to share one more good news with you today.
那就是在哥林多的前书的第二章的第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2:9.
好吧，我们再一起念一下中文的。如经上所记，上帝为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
However, it is written, was no eye has seen what no ear has heard, and that no human mind has conceived the thing God has prepared for those who love him.
我们刚刚讲到说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Wherever your treasure is, where your heart is.
但这边告诉我们说神为你所预备的是你的眼睛未曾看过的。
But here it says, whatever God has prepared is something that you have not seen.
我想我们的眼睛都要看很大很大的事情。
A lot of time we want to look at great things.
我们都要看我们没有看过的事情。
We want to see new things.
我们的耳朵喜欢听见那未曾听过那些奇妙的事情。
We like to hear new things.
我们的人心里未曾想到的事情太多太多了。
But there are many things that our human mind cannot conceive.
但在这边圣经的话，神的话告诉我们一件很宝贵的一个应许。
But here there's a precious promise here.
他说神为爱他的人所预备的真的是我们从来没有看过的。
The things that God has prepared for those who love him is something no eye has seen.
甚至我们从来没有听过的。
No ear has heard.
而且我们的心里从来没有这样想过的。
No human mind has conceived.
但神恰恰的就要把这样的事情来赐给你。
But God wants to give you this thing.
他是赐给谁？
Who did he give it to?
他赐给爱他的人。
For those who love him.
那些爱他的人是为他们预备了这些他们不曾经历过的事情。
He prepared all these things that people had never experienced.
但这句话并不是说爱神才能享受神的救恩。
It doesn't mean that only for salvation is only for those who love him.
保罗在这里强调人与神发生关系的根基乃是神的爱。
But Paul wants to emphasize here is God's love.
而不是这个世界上的智慧。
It's not because the wisdom of this world.
因为我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because God loved us first.
因为神的爱触摸我们的心。
Because God's love had touched our hearts.
所以叫我们愿意放下地心中地上的财宝来爱他。
We're willing to put down the treasure here on earth to love him.
所以因为这样子神他有一件事情是神对爱他人给额外的福利。
But this is a special bonus here.
对神是爱世上的每一个人。
God loves everyone in the world.
但神很在乎那些用心灵和诚实来爱他的人。
But he also cares for those who love him with spirit and truth.
神在这个世界上在寻找那些真正爱他的人。
God's looking for people who truly love him.
神愿意为他们预备大礼物是什么呢？
God prepared a great present for them. What is it?
神告诉我们说是眼睛未曾看见的
，things that the eye has never seen，
是的，耳朵未曾听过的
，ear has never heard，
而且你现在未曾想到的
，our mind has not conceived。
那到底是什么
？What is it？
那是现在吗
？Is it now？
是明天吗
？Is it tomorrow？
是未来吗
？Is it the future？
是在今生今世吗
？Is it in this life？
或者在将来的永恒的世界里面你才有
？Is it eternal kingdom？
这句话的总意是这样子。
The true meaning of this sentence is。
神为人所预备 十字架的救恩和其中的福分。
God has prepared a blessing through the cross, the grace of cross.
完全不是人间的思想所能设计出来的一种道理。
It's not something that we can design and we can design, we can prepare.
因为神为信他的人所预备的是永生。
Because God had prepared eternal life.
神为爱他的人所预备的是将来的盼望。
God had prepared eternal hope for those who love Him.
而且这将来的福，唯独爱神的人才能知道。
And this eternal blessing is only come from for those who love God.
也唯有这些爱神的人才能大大的经历到。
Only these people can experience it.
所以换一句话说，一个爱主的人。
In another word, if those people who love God.
能在今天就享受到别人所未曾看见、未曾听见、未曾想到的好处。
They can experience now the things that people have never seen and never heard before.
而耶稣基督一再吸引我们来归向他。
And Jesus calls us to turn back to Him.
而当他们经历了这一切之后。
And after they experience all these.
那就成为将成为他们一生最美的祝福跟见证。
Will become the most beautiful testimony for God.
可是我们现在知道，我们很多人不明白。
But this is something that many people do not understand.
很多时候人就是不明白神的智慧。
We do not understand the wisdom of God.
当时有前卫的人不明白神的智慧，所以把耶稣钉在十字架上。
That time, those who people with authority did not understand God's wisdom, so nailed Jesus on the cross.
所以不明白，这正是我们现代人的一个难处。
If we do not understand, this is our difficulty.
很多时候，人不敢来到神的面前。
Often we do not dare to come before God.
就是因为他们不明白神的恩典。
Because we do not understand His grace.
这里告诉我们说，神为爱他人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见、耳朵未曾听见、心也未曾想得到的。
So God has prepared for those who love Him. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human mind has conceived.
你可知道神为你预备的是未曾看见的吗？
Do you know God has prepared for you something the eye has never seen?
神的道路真的是高过我们的道路。
God's way is higher than our way.
神的意念也高过我们的意念。
The thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
当以色列百姓他们在旧约时代过红海的时候
，In Old Testament when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
以色列人他们来到红海的岸边。
They came to the shore of the Red Sea.
在前边是红海。
In the front is the ocean.
他们大概不会游泳。
They probably didn't know how to swim.
就算游泳游不过那么长。
Even if you know, you cannot swim that far.
后面是法老的追兵。
In the back is the armies from Pharaoh.
他们手无寸铁。
They didn't have any weapon with them.
两边是高山。
And there are mountains on the side.
他们当中属猴的人不多。
There's no monkeys among them.
虽然神向他们清楚说。
Even though God told them.
神的道路在深海当中。
God's ways is in the sea.
神的道路在深海当中。
God's ways in the deep sea.
但他们听到这些话，却很难想象神的道路就在深海当中。
But they truly cannot imagine what does it mean.
果真神就为他们开了路。
But God opened a way for them.
把红海的海水分开为干地。
Separate the water of the Red Sea and become a dry land.
弟兄姐妹，这是人的眼睛未曾看见过。
It's something their eyes have never seen before.
但以色列百姓他们经历到了。
But the Israelites they truly experienced it.
在我们现代人的当中。
In our modern era.
很多人生命经历到像要过红海那种困境。
We experience a difficulty almost like the Red Sea in front
of us. 你可能遇见很多的困境，你没有办法越过。
We have lots of difficulty we cannot overcome.
你不晓得该怎么办。
We don't know what to do.
前进后退都是死路。
We cannot go forward, we cannot go back.
没有路可以走了。
There's no road ahead for you.
但是在当中为你开一条道路出来。
But God can open a way for you.
我想你自己知道。
You know in your heart.
你人生有这样的故事存在。
That you may have this kind of story in your life.
在很多危险几乎丧命的时候。
In many situation of danger.
我说像有时候在车祸的时候。
A car accident, for example.
你却不知道为什么你能平安的度过。
You did not know how you could survive.
也许是车子坏掉了。
Maybe your car broke down.
也许你受了一点小伤。
Maybe you were injured.
但是你安全度过到现在。
But you were safe until now.
我想我们当中开车的人
all the drivers among us
我们不需要经历过这样多少这样的危险
many of experienced this kind of danger
是我们好运吗
is it because we're lucky
不是
no
神让我们经历到我们的眼睛未曾看见的
God help us to experience something that our eye has never seen
我们的耳朵未曾听见的
our ear had never heard
甚至我们的心未曾想过的
something our mind cannot conceive
当我们经过这样的危险之后
after we experience this danger
我们再回头一看
we look back
哦，感谢神
we want to thank God
哦、如果真的不是有神的话我已经不存在了
Without God, we're no longer, we won't be here today
当我们思想到神的儿子怎样来到这个世上
We think about God's son here on earth
他怎样降卑为人
He came down to become man
他怎么样成为仆人的样式
Become a servant
你会说怎么可能有这样的事情
How could that be possible?
这是人的脑袋很难想象的
Something that we cannot imagine
因为我们总是以为神是全能的主宰全能的上帝在他无所不能
because we think of God as someone who's almighty who's everywhere who can do everything
这样的全能者怎么会成为软弱的耶稣降生到这个世界呢
how could this kind of almighty God become a weak person here become Jesus in this world
而甚至生在马槽里
was born in a manger
33年过着非常平凡的人的人间的生活
live a 33 year ordinary life here on earth
神竟然为我们成为仆人的样式
God became a servant
成为降卑为人
became a human
世人不认识他
that we could not understand
不明白
do not know him
所以难怪当时人要把耶稣钉在十字架上
therefore he was crucified on the cross
为什么
why
因为他们很难明白
because we could not understand
全能的救主成为这样软弱的人类
how could the almighty God become a weak human
竟是为了担当我们一切的痛苦
to carry all the suffering
我们求主帮助我们
we ask God to help us
今天给你一个好消息
today we have a great news for you
你的财宝在哪里
where is your treasure
你的心就在哪里
wherever your treasure is your heart is
耶稣借着保罗告诉我们
Jesus through Apostle Paul said
神要给你的财宝是你的眼睛未曾看过的
God wants to give you a treasure that you have never seen before
你的耳朵未曾听见的
Your ear have never heard
你的心未曾想过的
Your mind have never conceived
但是神丰丰富富已经为你预备好了
But God has already prepared for you abundantly
你有没有这个信心来获得
Do you have this faith to receive this gift?
我希望你能得到
I hope you can receive it
而且神正在等候你的回应
And God's waiting for your response
而且神在等候你爱他
God's waiting for you to love him
真正的爱他
To truly love him
回到神的家中来
Come back to God's home
成个人生最美的祝福的一件事情
Become the most beautiful blessing in your life
所以我们今天感谢神
Today we want to thank God
在我们一起庆祝农历过年的时候
As we celebrate the Chinese New Year
当我们在跟刘妈妈的家族一同来庆祝她的90岁生日的时候
We celebrate the 90th birthday of Mrs. Liu
愿神的话语进到我们心中
May God's word enter your hearts
让我们就是来看见求神打开我们的眼睛来看见我们未曾看见的
May God open our eyes to see things we've never seen before
也许前我们眼睛定睛在这个世界上
Maybe before our eyes focus in this world
我们定睛在短暂的事情上面
Focus on temporary things
我希望我们今天以后我们的眼睛放在更高远的地方思想天上的事情
From now on I hope we can focus our eye on eternal things in heaven
每一个人一天的24小时
Every day only have 24 hours a day
每个人一礼拜都有七天
Every day only have 7 days a week
多少时间你愿意花一点点的时间来到神的面前
Are you willing to spend a little time to come before God?
你的财宝在哪里你的心也就在哪里
Wherever your treasure is, there your heart is
最大的财宝是什么
What is the greatest treasure?
从我们中国人呢是说很多人的心中的想象什么是最好的财宝
From a Chinese perspective, what is the greatest treasure?
什么是最好的福分
What is the best blessing?
我们说什么是福
What is blessing?
平安就是福
Peace, safety is blessing